We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Brian and company here on this Tuesday morning. I want to bring in State Senator Paul Formica, talk about some things. You know, ever since that incident, the crime in West Haven with $600,000 in COVID relief money gone, there's been a lot of talk about what to do about it. First of all, good morning, Senator. Hold on.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So, a better way to an accountable Connecticut. What is the plan?
Well, you know, we're doing a better way in many different aspects to try to prepare for this session, to put policy forward for, I think, discussion. We did about juvenile crime. We did about lowering the sales tax rate. And now, to your point, there's accountability that's definitely needed on all of these federal funds and all funds, quite frankly, that are coming into the state. We're talking about, you know, quarterly reports. We're talking about making sure that there are public hearings and conversations from the administration to the legislative branch on how these dollars are spent.
So how would it work if we were to do something? Would you audit all 169 towns to be able to produce how they spent their COVID relief money?
Well, you know, we have the public auditors who do a good job in that regard. We just have to make sure that the public auditors report are public and made sure they're talked about. You know, the administration had said, along with the legislature, that we were going to have a decision on how these funds were being spent. And, you know, that really hasn't been happening. So the first part of it is conversation between the administration and the legislature to make sure that we agree and the money is spent, and then have public hearings on it, and then have reporting. And then, you know, when the public auditors get their work done, you know, make that public as well, which right. often doesn't happen. They quietly release their report. You know how that is.
Yeah.
People don't often seek that out, right?
Yeah, no, that's totally true, unless, you know, the representatives or the journalists find it and put it out there. A couple of quick questions on this. Would this kind of effort be expensive?
No, I don't think it would be expensive at all. I mean, it's part of the process, and it should be able to be seamlessly, weaved right into what's going on, and especially – you know, we have $5.38 billion expected to come from the federal investment infrastructure over the next 5 years. That money hasn't been determined. I think Mark Boughton is leading that effort to try to determine where that is. So it would be very easy to publicize that and have a conversation about that and have a public hearing on those things in the appropriate committees.
So if it's low cost and it doesn't detract from other responsibilities, it seems logical to want to make sure the money is spent appropriately. Is there bipartisan support for this endeavor?
I'm sure there is. I think there would be bipartisan support. We just want to bring the policy forward and have discussion, and we hope the majority will bring it to the table and talk about it.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, we're not asking for a lot. We're not asking for anything that's going to be political or harmful. We're just saying, hey, if we got money, where's it going?
Right. So you start on Feb 9. Is this something that's going to be addressed early on in the session?
Well, we're doing a better way for Connecticut on all of these issues, and we're going to be rolling out all of these policies in specific committees. So this year in the short session, you put legislation forward typically as it relates to financial concerns. The rest of the other bills that come out, as you know, legislators can't put bills in the short session, only in the long session.
Right.
So legislators will put those other bills to committees, but financial bills come, you know, come right out. So it should be right up front and center for conversation once we open the session. Well, I'm sure we're going to have some discussion about the executive powers.
Yes.
Those expire on February 15th.
Well, that's a good segue, Senator Paul Formica here on Brian and Company on WTIC. What is your sense? I mean, again, like as a layperson and just reading through it, if you codify some of these special powers, isn't that the same thing as extending them? Like, I don't understand the nuance. I guess the nuance is you do something to make sure you get this $50 million in federal funding. Just sort of clarify and then tell me where you stand on it.
Well, I think, you know, what happens is when they have emergency powers, you're available for FEMA funding, right? The last time that he extended, the powers were extended by the majority, I think we were all opposed, and some Democrats, I believe, were also opposed. You know, when that happened, there were some executive powers that everybody thought made sense to continue and weren't part of the emergency power. So the legislature got together and made that decision. And that's really all we're asking for is, you know, it's a joint government, equal branches of government. And the administration certainly needed some flexibility in the beginning of the pandemic when we didn't understand what was going on. But now, as we have it and understand it a little bit better, and it's more in control, the legislature can respond timely. And I think that's all we want. And, you know, we'd be happy to listen to the governor's idea. I think we need to stop the powers at this point. I think it's gone far enough. I think we need to open the building. The first floor is open to the public so you can view some of the historical artifacts and the Hall of Flags. But we need to get the second and third floor where the legislature does their business during the session so the people can come in and have a conversation with us. And you know, so we're hopeful that happens as well as getting the legislature back to work by not pushing forward the emergency powers yet again. And let's talk about those things that you want to continue and let's debate those on the floor. And if they make sense and they're best for the public safety, then certainly I think you'll find a good conversation will be had about that.
Real quickly before we let you go, who makes the decision on letting the public back in to view?
That's the administration and the majority Democrats, usually Senator Looney and the Speaker of the House, Ritter, you know, make that decision along with the administration. So so I think that'll happen. We've voiced our opposition to keeping it closed because, you know, people are in stadiums. You see the football games all weekend, and you got 60,000 people sitting there. And you know, they can wear masks if you want, or you don't if you want.
Yeah.
I think you know. So I think there's an opportunity to open the building and do it safely.
Yeah, I mean, there is a difference between indoor and outdoor, but I will say that the democratic process includes, you know, that public component. And so it's an important part of the democratic process. Senator, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you very much. And it is the people's house. So we hope to have it open. And thank you for having me on today.
All right. Have a great rest of your week. State Senator Paul Formica.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.